Committee meeting to order. I chaired the meeting last session, and as we usually do, we rotate the chair. So at this time, I would make the motion that Senator Pierce serve as the presiding chair of the 1998 Budget Committee and ask if there's any objection. Hearing none, then Senator Pierce.
Thank you. Representative Hanley, I would move that Representative Hanley serve as vice chair for the 1999 Budget Conference Committee. Is there any objection? Hearing none, Representative Hanley will be the vice chair. In general, our conference committee meetings will be held at 3:30 daily at the call of the chair here in the Senate Finance Committee room. And I would now officially call the conference committee to order on CS House Bill 325 Finance Amended Budget Reserve Fund Supermajority Vote Failed and the Senate CS House Bill 325 Finance Amended Senate. And also on CS House Bill 326 Finance and Senate CS House Bill 326 Finance Amended Senate. Those are the two bills that we have before us. The conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42. Voting to adopt any motion or take any action before the committee takes a majority of members and at least two affirmative votes from each body. If a budget component has been closed, it will take two votes from each body to reopen. A copy of Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each of your packets. Only members of the conference committee may make motions, take part in discussions, or sit at the table. Ledge Finance will be sitting with us at the head of the table. Other members of the legislature or other witnesses may be called upon to answer questions by members of this committee. Testimony will only be taken at the request of a committee member and with approval of the chair. As in past conference committees, Legislative Finance has been directed to prepare the motion sheet, which we'll be using at the table. These sheets summarize the differences between the two versions. The documents are being prepared and proofed, and I believe that many of them are now available and should have been delivered to each of your offices. And they will be available for the public as soon as they have been proofed. Both the House and the Senate process allowed for public testimony on the budgets. That portion of the process has concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Now, Vice Chairman Hanley, if you would please make our motion to request limited powers.
I would move that the conferees request limited powers from the presiding officers of the respective bodies for the items included in the Category 1, 2, and 3 lists as they relate to the final versions of the House and Senate budget bills, specifically being the House version of 325 and the Senate version of 325 and the House and Senate versions of House Bill 326. And I could briefly explain the three categories, I guess. It'd probably be appropriate before we it's listed here. Under limited powers, the conference committee can go no higher than the highest number, and it can go as low as zero or anywhere in between. Category 1 items are those where the House and Senate are the same in both appropriations and intent language. Category 2 items are those where the House and Senate are the same in the appropriation amount but different in the intent language, and the conference committee is free to adopt either version of intent or insert new intent. And Category 3 items are those where the House and the Senate are different in appropriations or appropriations and intent.
The motion on the table is to request limited powers. Is there discussion?
Madam Chair.
I
think the minority would reserve the right to object later because we just got this information just the same time you get, just 8 minutes ago, and basically we don't know if all the information on Category 1, 2, and 3 is properly in place. And one of the items that we have that we need to discuss in the near future is the structure of Department of Transportation between the difference between the House and Senate. And if we can get to that particular place and look at the proper way of structuring that, when we'd be pleased. But we just reserve our right to look at Categories 1 and 2 and 3, and we appreciate it. We don't have an objection at this time, Madam Chair.
That's fine. Is there any further discussion? Is there objection to the motion? Hearing none, we have the sheet somewhere that we'll be signing. The next conference committee meeting has been noticed. It is this afternoon at 3:30 here in the Senate Finance Committee room, and we will, on our agenda are the Category 1 and 2 motions. Those are areas where the dollars are the same, And in Category 2, the appropriation amount is the same, but there may be some difference in intent. Beginning Monday afternoon at 3:30, also here in the Senate Finance Room, we will begin working on missions and measures and on Category 3 motions with the departments to be announced. We are going to formally notice all departments starting Monday afternoon for the Category 3. We will do our best to give 24-hour notice to the departments directly or through OMB as we get to them in the list. But we're going to go ahead and formally notice all of them so that we can get to them if we decide to move expeditiously.
Madam Chairman,
Representative Rosenberg.
I think I know the answer, but when you say the money amounts are the same, I guess that's category. Appropriation amounts are the same. Funding sources, too? I mean, are the funding sources the same?
No, you have to go to the other
category. That would be in the other category then, okay.
Any further business to come before the committee? Any other comments or discussion? I guess to recess.
I move that we recess until 3:30.
No objection. We're in recess until 3:30 this afternoon.